Country Music Hall of Famer Mel Tillis has died.
It's a pleasure to welcome to this program Mr. Mel Tillis. Mel.
You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair.
I came to Nashville, like I said, in 56, and they told me they didn't want any stuttering singers.
Of Mississippi.
Southern
rain. I feel better when those southern waters hit me.
So at the time I was working for the railroad in Tampa, Florida for the Atlantic Coastline Railroad. And I was on the extra board. I had a lot of time off. And I'd come to Nashville with my railroad pass. So I'd go back and I'd write songs. And I'd bring them up here. Well, that's pretty good. And I'd go back and I'd write another one. That's how I got started.
My career was just beginning to get recognized. I could go in a truck stop and I'd have maybe four or five records on the jukebox. I'd kind of rub it in. I said, boy, they loaded me up, didn't they?
I believe in you. This is all I need to be.
She asked me, she said, how come you stutter and you can sing and you stutter? I said, honey, I don't have the time to explain all that to you.
You.
Country music legend Mel Tillis, dead at 85.